Back here on today's Lele Radio Sports page, we're talking to Pella Christian senior Trevor Veenstra. And Trevor, it's been an exciting time for you. I know it's the off season between football and getting ready for track and field, but a lot of exciting things, starting with the event that we're at tonight, which is the kickoff for the Shrine Bowl. Congratulations on being a participant. What does it mean to you to be a part of this event?
I mean, it's just an honor to be amongst some of the best high school football players in Iowa. And it's just an amazing opportunity to be a part of.
And just getting to hear some of the stories tonight of what the Shriners Children's do, and additionally to that, some of the things that you guys get to do with this game. Just getting to be a part of that and being a light to be able to help children in need in this world with some of these medical costs, and also supplying some camps and stuff. What does that mean to you to just get to be a part of that and be a little bit of a shining light in these children's lives?
I mean, it's just being a servant hearted, knowing that other people need help more than you, and you need to do as much as possible to help them.
And so, Trevor, obviously they talked a little bit about that at the dinner tonight, what all goes into this before the game takes place in July. But as you kind of prepare for that, what does the next couple months look like for you as you balance getting ready for this and also getting ready to go defend a Discus State title in track and field?
I mean, for the most part, I'll probably focus on track, but I'll be running quite a bit to help with football too as well.
And we're talking to Trevor Veenstra, a senior at Pella Christian High School. In addition to this, another exciting thing that's been going on for you is you recently just signed and committed to go compete at the collegiate level. I won't steal the thunder on the sport or anything like that. What can you tell us about your decision to go play collegiate sports?
Next year, I will be attending Liberty University for track and field. I will also be studying business finance.
And I've got to ask you this, because I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years. Coming down to the final two, Iowa State and Liberty, first off, what was kind of the decision process that went into that between those two schools? And I know that me and Andrew talking about this at the station, we kind of joked, you have brother at Iowa State and you did not pick Iowa State. What was your brother's reaction to that decision as well?
He wasn't too happy, but he understood that it's my decision and that's where I felt I was going to succeed the most.
And Blake's a good guy, so we knew that he would be understanding of that. But as you kind of went into that decision, I know you took a lot of visits. As you were making those visits, what were the things that you were looking at the most to kind of deem what was a good fit for you?
I mean, of course, a good throwing school I obviously wanted, but also just like the team chemistry, I really wanted that to be there, to know that the people that I was going to be with, we're going to be 100% supporting.
And in addition to the athletic side of things, obviously academics are a big thing as well with the student-athlete part of that. What were some of the things academically you were looking for at Liberty or these other schools during the process to ensure that you were making the right choice from that standpoint as well?
Well, I was just making sure that they had a good, strong business program that could help me succeed in the future and find a good job.
And you talk about the business background. Why business? What was the thing that drove you in that direction?
I mean, I've always just kind of enjoyed the business classes, learning more about it. And that's taught by our head track coach, actually, Mr. Anderson. So he's just kind of helped me along that.
And you talk about Coach Anderson, you and the Eagles getting ready for another fun track and field season, or what is expected to be another fun track and field season. As you get prepared for this, your last season of track and field, I know that there's obviously high goals, high expectations of yourself this year, but what's kind of the thing you're looking forward to the most about your final track and field season?
I mean, just being with my friends, and it's just the last time in high school, last sport that I can really make a good bond with them and then make those relationships last forever.
Trevor, I mentioned those goals that you're going to be trying to attain this year. I even mentioned one earlier on in the interview, one specifically. But as you prepare for your senior season here on the track and field side of things, what is a few of the goals that you're hoping for this year after breaking some school records last year.
I mean, this year my goal is to break the state record in discus.
All right, big goals. Trevor, again, congratulations on the Iowa Shrine Bowl. Congrats on college signing. Good luck with the track and field season. A lot of exciting things going on for you right now, and I appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Trevor Veenstra of Pella Christian Schools here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.